This is Smart City Dialogue, podcast of the International Smart Cities Network, in short, ISCN. Welcome to today's topic, Lessons Learned, Setting Up an Open Data Platform and the Challenges that Come Along with It. Here's a little bit of background to today's episode. Citinova, the foundation for science, technology, and innovation of the city of Fortaleza, Brazil, is currently restructuring its open data program and the responding operational platform. After an initially failed attempt in 2015, Citinova, the foundation of science and technology of the municipality for Fortaleza in Brazil, relaunched and redesigned a new open data program in 2021 to demonstrate the benefits of data sharing with the municipality. Our guest today is Marcos Sousa. Marcos is an analyst of infrastructure at the Foundation for Science, Technology and Innovation, Citinova. It's great to have you here with us today, Marcos. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I've already mentioned in the intro that today we really want to talk about some of the lessons learned that you've taken away from implementing an open data platform with the municipality of Fortaleza. Can you tell us a little bit about the project, your role in it, and also looking back to 2015, why that first attempt failed from your perspective?
Right. The program has been restructured and we have started working with this again at the beginning of 2022. The first attempt, it was well intentioned, but we have been learning a lot from interacting with so many different players because we have interactions with different sectors of the municipality, and we want to bring together to different sectors from the society in general, entrepreneurs, and to use this open data initiative to bring all these people together and create opportunities for transparency and to create this environment for innovation and to create these possibilities for people to start new business. And by analyzing and identifying opportunities by rummaging through this data. And the major lesson that I think we learned from this process is that automation is a big part of how we can make this a reality that is sustainable for us and for the different sectors of the municipality.
Maybe you can outline for us, what kind of data are we talking about here? Were you looking at specific sectoral data, and where was the data coming from?
At first, we had a bigger partnership with the sector responsible for financing and another administrative roles inside the municipality. Right now, we are trying to diversify that a bit more and bring some data about the transport and the public transport and traffic and things that could also be used to identify these opportunities for growth and to also be this possibility for starting new projects, even by proactive actions inside the municipality and the government itself, but to, as I said before, to create this ecosystem around this open data culture. Right now, we are trying to work out a smaller subset of the possible data sets that we can collect involving the sectors that deal with entrepreneurs and how we can learn from them what data could be best suited to achieve this, and with the transport sector to create this first subset of data points that we can offer through our platform. And from then on, we can expand and integrate with the other sectors or from our municipality, and eventually to bring in the participation from outsiders of the public management, as there could be some nonprofit organizations that execute some voluntary work, or some enterprise that is doing something to achieve some charity purposes too, or something that they can do that produces data that can be useful for other people. But right now, the main focus was about revamping the portal and correcting some kinks that we had in the process. And this major redirection of focus through identifying the opportunities and the data sets that could be best used and most useful for entrepreneurs. That is the, I don't know if it's the best word, but a kind of bias that we want to develop at first to make it more visible and attractive as a way of creating this billboard. And from that, we want to develop the culture and use it as a success case to bring in more and more sectors to participate with us. And that should foster the culture throughout the different sectors of the municipality.
Right. So you're starting with this multi-stakeholder process and really doing it step by step in the hope to learn along the process and to build this ecosystem as you spoke about. So perhaps you can share with us what the status is currently of the portal. As I understand, it's online and you're in the middle of this process that you just described, and what your hopes are, your expectations on how the platform can develop in the future when more stakeholders come on board.
We are in the next step. We have just finished some corrections and some things that we had to iron out in the portal. And we already have, we have a few data sets already uploaded, but these are more some things about transparency and other details that we had to upload at first to fulfill some administrative obligations. But right now we are contacting and writing the projects for integrations with this smaller subset that I've told you about. And the next point is to by presenting this initiative with this first subset, we want to expand from that. We are working with a four phases right now, because these automations and the process of making this work long time demands a level of commitment, not only from us, but from the other sectors too. And just a second. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Marcos. I think we could hear your colleagues a little bit in the background, but I guess those are all people who are very busy working.
Got a little excited.
Working on making this platform happen right now and are very passionate about it. So it's also nice to hear your work environment. But yes, please continue.
So in the first step, we wanted to identify these opportunities, and we are working with a more, not sure if it's actually, it's more like ants working. We are trying to collect and to tailor that a little more manually to present this first step. And from then, we will be starting the project of creating the automation tools that involves a little development work from our team and from the other sectors from the municipality. And after we have implemented the second stage, then we are going to expand that to the other sectors and bringing in, because we are first and foremost intending to turn this into a single point of truth for all the data that is provided from the different sectors of the municipality. And after we have implemented all these layers of ETL operations and other APIs that we will need to develop for the implementation of all the automations to the different sectors, then we can transition and turn off all these other initiatives that were started by the different sectors because we didn't have a unified platform and a way for the citizen to easily find and reuse all this data, because these different initiatives not actually have a usable API for the citizen, because one of the differential aspects of the platform that we're using right now, it is that it makes easier for us to integrate from different data points and different data sets provided by all the other sectors, but it actually already has a platform for the users to consume this data and create their own automations and to analyze that easily with machines and with computers and all the other ways that they can make use of this data.
So how are you going around the awareness raising for this and the onboarding of new stakeholders? Is it easy to generate use cases that attract other stakeholders? And on the municipality side, I mean, I just know it well from a Berlin-based, German-based conversation. Some departments don't know what data they have or how valuable it could be. Some of it is not standardized. So often it's kind of siloed. And I understand you might be facing similar challenges. So what do the conversations look like on a sort of everyday level to open these silos or engage new stakeholders?
The way that we are thinking about engaging these other sectors is by developing some moments that are tailored for different sectors, and we intend to use a data thinking strategy inside this moment to identify those opportunities and the data sets that are interesting inside each one of these different sectors. We have a team here that has a good experience implementing and using the data thinking mindset to create projects and proof concept for different initiatives that we have in our innovation lab. And the guys from the lab will be helping us to instantiate and to navigate these events and help us to find out the opportunities. And then we will be connecting the technical teams to make the integrations happen for real.
And the innovation lab that you mentioned, is that connected to your foundation, the municipality, or is it a standalone partner?
They are a sector inside our foundation.
Okay.
We have a team that is dedicated to finding and implementing different initiatives that work with the final sector that implements the public policy, but then we prototype and engineer a solution that we analyze if it's successful or not. And from then, the decision makers can turn that into a permanent public policy or evaluate if the success from that can be used in a different project, or we can implement that solution in particular.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's so interesting to see, and this is also part of the work we're doing in the International Smart Cities Network, that many cities around the world are facing similar challenges, irrespective of which continent they are in. But there are many people like you, Marcos, who are building up open data repositories and are struggling with issues around bringing different stakeholders on board, around issues of standardization of data, of making sure it's applied and used in a way that is then also benefiting society at large. So many practical, technical, and some philosophical questions shared. Where are you looking for advice or inspiration, and what kind of exchange between cities? Maybe this is also, you can share with the world a little bit what we do at ICN. And what do you, would you think would be useful for people like you to have in order to make sure that you're learning from experience of others and getting to be in the right conversation, let's say?
Yeah, the major thing that we started a little bit in the dark is how we can go about bringing all these people together. Mm-hmm. I mean, the different sectors and all the conversations that we need to have. And there is also a little bit of incentive of legislation that there isn't really that much definition of how and what to do and how we can create a network like that. So we have had to come up with our own and propose to create this inside the administrative and legal infrastructure for the municipality. And we would like to see more of that shared in how the people started their projects and what they did, because we are actually kind of going through these pains still right now. We haven't reached our goal. We are making our steps to creating this culture and implementing this initiative in our city. The portal is online. We have started our efforts and we are having a better success because we have already created more connections inside the different sectors of the city. But we would like to see bigger players and other cities that have already had more success that to be sharing how they started and how we could go about of implementing that, and to see the challenges that they had, because that was something that when we started to looking around and trying to understand what other people did, we just found some portals already populated, but there was no history of how it was done and not really that much of a community that we could participate in and to exchange. I mean, it is something that is getting more and more common, and many cities around the world are implementing this, but I think that we are all in this kind of the same state, struggling and trying to make it happen, but we should be helping each other. We could be learning and developing our portals and our communities and infrastructure so much faster and so much better if we could learn from the successes and failures from each other. And that was actually what made us to reach out to the ISCN to drink from what you guys have already done. We had some great lessons shared from the city of Rostock. They have used the same tool that we are implementing now to aggregate some data for other purposes, but the way that they went about with the collection and the integration is something that gave us some ideas of how to go forward in the future. But it would be really beneficial to be able to see that from different perspectives too. And I mean, it is really wonderful and gives me a lot of excitement when I can see the perspectives of really different types of people from many different places doing the same thing, but with their own perspective and their own way of doing things.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And also hope that more of this exchange could be facilitated, you know, like exchange on a technical level by sharing more open source resources, exchange on the processes and methodologies, but also really creating these partnerships, and also to see where could this lead if we fast forward a few years, hopefully have working data repositories and maybe, of cities are working towards common goals like climate protection, etc. There could be so much beautiful things developing out of having more linkages between these developments and cities, I think.
Yeah, one of the other data sets that we are looking into integration with to making the integration into our portal is exactly from a station that monitors the data for the air quality in the municipality. And I mean, it's something that is increasing in popularity and visibility, but especially in our city is something that isn't very much discussed yet. We are trying to raise that flag too and making people realize how much our emissions impact our everyday life too. So having this data to be seen, used, and shared with the other citizens could be something that can help us to achieve other goals for sustainable development and getting better at the smart city scene.
Such a good example you chose. The city of Berlin is just starting as part of their smart city efforts, new pilot project around air quality management. And there are many discussions connected to this one example around the data governance of the project, of where to involve citizens for checks and balances, of the cities owning the sensors, but what to do with the software, etc. So again, like a really good example of why it makes so much sense to sit down together and exchange notes of how this is being done in order to learn from each other. Maybe to close our podcast with, Marcos, there are perhaps other people around the world listening to us who are also working on similar projects. Do you want to share one or two, just summarizing our conversation, lessons learned that you would like to pass on to other fellow open data repository designers and managers?
The thing that I would like to stress again is just how we can use this technology to facilitate our lives and to make a way for us to find out where we can improve and how we can create new things to bring people together and to make our city a better place to live. And as I said in the beginning, automation is a big part of that, because the moment that we get limited at the entering of the data manually, then the initiative is kind of doomed, because it is the seasonality and some data points as air quality and other things that need to be updated so frequently. And if you don't have that well integrated and with a process that can be easily checked and audited, then you are kind of dead in the water. But by getting this integration ironed out, we can create this ecosystem that fosters so many different wonderful things inside our city that I think it is, although really hard, very, very rewarding, and something that we need to strive to achieve.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Marcos, for sharing those insights and for being part of our podcast and for being part of the International Smart Cities Network.
It is an honor and a pleasure.
That's all from our episode for today. And hopefully you enjoyed listening to us and will tune into future episodes of our ISCN podcast. Have a good day wherever you are in the world.